It seems fitting to end the church year with the final Sunday with a great feast day like Christ the King to honor our Lord. But this feast day was actually instituted relatively recently in the history of the church. The feast day only goes back about 100 years to Pope Pius XI in the year 1925. And an interesting piece of trivia, the very first church dedicated in the world to Christ the King was dedicated the following year in 1926, and that church is in Cincinnati. So it's pretty interesting that we have the oldest church dedicated to Christ the King within our archdiocese. But one of the things that Pope Pius XI was responding to when he instituted this feast day was the rise of secularism and the spread of communism after World War I. And he recognized that there was a movement to push Jesus Christ out of public life, out of politics, out of schools. And he recognized that if people were pushing Christ out of every area of their public life, that they would also end up pushing Christ out of their personal lives. And so he foresaw that this movement would lead to wars between nations on a worldwide scale. But for individuals, he said, as for individuals, blind and immoderate selfishness, making men seek nothing but their own comfort and advantage, would flourish. So as people rejected Christ and his teachings, they would start to focus on themselves in a toxic form of individualism. And they would simply go after whatever was comfortable or whatever felt good at the moment. And he said that this would ultimately undermine the stability of the family and leave society, quote, shaken to its foundations and on the way to ruin. I think we can see that society in general has continued on that path. You know, we can see this in our world today. You know, how many people are seeking comfort? They'd love to sit there and watch YouTube or spend all sorts of time on social media or doing whatever makes them, you know, feel good or, you know, get some enjoyment, but they don't honor Jesus Christ. They don't come before our Lord and fall down on their knees in worship and adoration of God. And we see within our society, people, our schools have been secularized. You know, sports and entertainment are very secular. There's a lot of people that are fighting to keep any form of morality out of politics, as if the last thing we would want it would be morality leading our nation. And people, in many cases, are in rebellion against God. You know, they'll say things like, keep your religion within your church, or keep your religion out of my bedroom. You know, there's this spirit of rebellion against God where people have the mindset, I can do whatever I want. You know, this ultimately goes back to the fall, you know, where people rejected the will of God. But if we think about a family, you know, what is family life going to be like if the mother and father of her family have the attitude, well, I'm just going to do whatever makes me feel good. Whatever I want to do at the moment, that's what I'm going to do. I don't care about my spouse. I don't care about my kids. If I don't want to go to work one day, I'm just not going to go to work. And if I lose my job, tough. You know, my kids can fend for themselves. You know, imagine how toxic that family would become over time. And it'd be amazing if they even stayed together. Or if we think about a school, imagine a principal who has that attitude, a principal who doesn't care about the teachers and doesn't care about the students, and just says, well, whatever makes me feel good at the moment, I'm going to do that. You know, whatever is the easiest, whatever gives me some prestige, I'm just going to do that. You know, imagine how toxic that would be for a school. Or for a business, if that's the way that the CEO or the owner of the business acted. And if that happens in society, society is going to disintegrate. What's the alternative option? The alternative option is to embrace the virtue of justice and to recognize that we have obligations to God. God has created us. We have the obligation to give him worship and to give him adoration. And we have responsibilities to our fellow man. We have responsibilities to our family. We have responsibilities to people around us who are in need. It's an acceptance of the reign of Jesus Christ. Because what Christ teaches us is that we do have obligations to others. We do not live for ourselves. We need to die to ourselves and to live in a way that we're putting others before ourselves. And so what Pope Pius XI wanted today's feast day to do, and the reason why he instituted it, was to remind us of the kingship of Jesus Christ, that we do not live for ourselves. If there is a higher principle that we live for, that Jesus Christ reigns over all of the universe, all of society, every institution, every government should be answerable to Jesus Christ. Every school belongs to Jesus Christ. Every business belongs to Jesus Christ. Every family belongs to Jesus Christ. And it's our responsibility to recognize his reign of goodness and love and to embrace that. And every choice we make as we exercise our free will, we have the choice to either accept Christ's reign and do his will or to reject it. The measure that we're given in the gospel is the corporal works of mercy. Feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, giving clothing to the naked, visiting the sick and the imprisoned. You know, how we treat the least around us is how we treat Christ himself. And the church also gives us the spiritual works of mercy. Bearing wrongs patiently, forgiving those who have offended us, instructing the ignorant, praying for the living and the deceased. So I think a good measure as to whether we've embraced the kingship of Jesus Christ or how deeply we've embraced that kingship is to evaluate ourselves against the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, to do an examination of conscience with those. And to ask ourselves, are the spiritual and corporal works of mercy flourishing in the way that we live in our family, in our work or school, or in whatever activities we're involved with? And so as we reflect upon today's feast day, that the kingship of Jesus Christ, you know, we can ask ourselves that question, how fully and how deeply have we embraced the kingship of Christ? Because ultimately our salvation depends upon it, you know, whether we embrace Christ's will or not. But judgment isn't just about an arbitrary set of rules. It's about whether our will is aligned with the will of God or whether we're opposed to his will. And so I encourage us to think about our family life and our work and our school and our day-to-day choices and how we spend our time, and to evaluate those against the standard of the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, and to really focus on building those within our lives. You know, focus on one or two of those spiritual or corporal works of mercy and really focus on building those, and because that will allow the reign of Christ to flourish more fully within our own lives. And we pray on this feast day that more people may recognize the kingship of Jesus Christ and return to their loving Savior to honor him as their King and as their Lord.